Hello and welcome to the Dreamscape. I have almost a collection today of a few different memories that kind of were sparse in and out. And I would wake up still in a dream, so it was intriguing because I'd wake up and it's as if I was on like sheets of paper. My pillow wasn't a pillow, it was like stacks of paper, and all the paper had different writing. I was trying to recall what they said. And there was something written on the paper, like a piece of art that I needed to recall. But it was, and I needed to stay up to be able to write it out. And then I ended up switching sides that I sleep on. And I find when I switch the side that I sleep on, it lets me recall different things. So I was in this position when I last awoke. I'm going to return to this position because that will help me recall. So when I last ended the dream, and what helped me wake up was I was like a jumping bug. And I was in a basket, a clothes basket that I imagine had no clothes in it. And I needed to jump over the wall of the basket because I was stuck in the basket. And I had, I heard a story recently about a flea who, if you lock a flea in a jar of peanut butter, the flea can only jump so high. With usual insects, like the flea, if it's out in the wild, it can jump like an absurd like distance. Like you can jump way, way, way higher than a thing of peanut butter. But if you put it in the jar of peanut butter, it'll jump up. And it will hit the ceiling and then head back down. So I was hearing that, but it was like my conscious mind told me this story. I'm like, there's a certain thing that's like a limiter for me, but it's the lid of a peanut butter is metaphorical to a belief that you hold. Because then, even when you no longer hold that belief, you still have your other behaviors mapped to you having believed the belief. So, and then that could be a good thing or a bad thing, because maybe that thing got replaced by something more deadly than the lid of a peanut butter. It could be like buzzsaws up there now, right? But it also could just have disappeared. So then, it's like I was trying to trick my mind into waking up, because I wanted to wake up to then record this, but I am quite tired. So then I end up visualizing two or three bugs beside me, protecting me from everything else, giving me the space in the room and like moral support to make this jump. And I'm jumping into another basket right beside me. And then I'm like, wouldn't it be interesting if I jumped all the way over? And then I'm like, sure, that happens. So I jump all the way over. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, if I can jump all the way over, I could probably jump in. So I jump in, and I notice the center has an elevated spot where if you if you're like one of the fleas and you jump, like, it's like a rite of passage to be able to jump up to this high to get into the club. So then I jump up, and it's high enough, and I just barely make it onto the platform. And then now I'm part of like this giant city, and it's like nice. Oh, but then I fell into like the center pillar, which brings me all the way down to a new spot. It was like a vortex in the middle downwards. But yeah, that was kind of how I woke up. If I recall another one, I'm gonna pause it. If I recall another one, I'll go in. If not, yeah.
So I didn't end up publishing from that day. And today is the next day afterwards. And last night I also had dreams, but didn't put enough effort into recalling them. I find it takes a lot of effort to just even record the dreams, just to remember them. Some days I don't feel like I have that energy, or it feels like it's too much information to kind of go through. But yeah, we'll keep going. Maybe the next day I'll be able to recall some dreams, but I think it's important to get this off my kind of plate. So this is the video. Anyways, this was Dreamscape.